Hi everyone and welcome to our podcast about Felbert. In the next few minutes you will hear the topics about culture and community, sites and nature, and so much more. Enjoy listening to our podcast.
Hello everyone, today we are going to be telling you about the industry and economy of Felbert. Felbert is known for the key making industry. The keys are being produced since the 16th century. In Felbert, there are 70 key production companies and about 4,000 people work there. It doesn't sound a lot for 17 companies, but the keys are made with machines, so that's why not many people are needed to work there.
But Felbert isn't only known for the key production, but also for security technology. You can know if the key is made in Felbert when it's made out of nickel silver. The difference between normal silver and nickel silver is that nickel silver is more shiny and white, and it's also not ordinary silver.
Felbert wanted its inhabitants to know more about this security technology, so they built a museum about it. It's called Schloss und Beschläge Museum. People have positive waves about living and working in Felbert. The city has a quiet environment and you can easily go to larger cities like Düsseldorf or Essen.
Now the next group will tell you about their topic.
Hi everyone and welcome to our podcast. We are 5 students from Felbert. I'm Robert.
I'm Lara.
I'm Lion.
I'm Alblin.
And I'm Jacob. Nice to have you here.
Today we are talking about our city Felbert and what makes it special, culture, traditions and the people who live here.
Felbert is in Nordrhein-Westfalen, close to Essen and Wuppertal. It's actually famous for something unusual. Locks and keys. Did you know Felbert is called the city of locks?
Yeah, it's true. The lock industry has been around for over 100 years here. Even our city logo has a key in it.
But it's not just about the metal and factories. We also have fun local traditions.
Like the Schützenfest. People wear traditional clothes, there's a big parade, music and food stands everywhere.
And let's not forget the Christmas markets. Warm lights, waffles, crafts, it's really cozy.
One event I like is the French Mile. We celebrate our partnership with the French city Châtellerault. You hear French music, try French food and meet students from there.
It's a great example of how connected Felbert is to the world.
Speaking of connection, Felbert is really multicultural. People from more than 100 countries live there. Here, that's a lot of language, food and tradition in one place.
Right, and at events like Languages of the World, you can really feel that. People bring food, music and stories from their home countries. It's always interesting.
Felbert also has some cool artists and musicians, right?
Yeah. For example, Tim Kamerad is a pop singer from here. He started in Felbert and now he's on the radio.
And there's Ava Waller, a writer. Her books are popular, especially with teenagers.
So even though Felbert isn't a big city, it has a lot to offer. Tradition, art, music and people from all over the world.
And that's what makes a community strong. Everyone brings something to the table.
Well, that is from to us today. Thanks for listening to our little podcast about Felbert.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Hi, we will open the doors to the past of Felbert. That means we're going to tell you about the history of our city. Now Tamar is going to tell you more about the history.
Felbert is an old city. During Felbert was mentioned for the first time in year 875, Europeans didn't even know that Australia existed. It's over 100 years old now. Felbert is very famous for key and locks production. It started in the 18th century, so key is a symbol of Felbert. We also have a small castle in Nevigus for keys. Nevigus is a part of Felbert, and there is also Langenberg. They all were different cities, but then they decided to unite. Elena now will continue to talk about festivals and events with her experiences.
Hi, well, Felbert has 3 main festivals. The first one is Kinderfest. It's every year on the 1st of May on Hardenberg Castle. The THW, fire department, the church and other clubs from Felbert offer many fun activities to celebrate Children's Day. As an employee, you even get free food, foods and drinks. Then there's also Parkfest. It's every 2 years on the last day of August in Hemminghaus Park. On stage, there are many performances from dancing to interactive children's shows. And in the evening, there are more bands and other activities for adults. Off stage are many tents with foods, drinks and games. Lastly, there is Schlangenfest. It's every year on the 22nd of September in Felbert's Shopping Street. On stage, there are many performances like Parkfest, and off stage are many tents that are also like Parkfest. Now, Lena will tell you a bit more about the snake.
Hey, the snake's name is Bunty. It got its name from students in 2002 who won in competition where they chose its name. It's placed in the middle of Felbert City and the Bunty spilling water off its mouth.
There is much more to know about Felbert, so the others will share even more interesting facts about this city.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, This is Felbert. Today we're going to talk about the most beautiful sites and nature spots in Felbert, Langberg and Neviges. My name is Alexia, and I'm here with
Leila,
Maya
and Anita. Let's get started.
Let's begin with the middle part of Felbert. It's called Felbert Mitte. A nice place to visit is the Hemminghaus Park. It's a large park with animals, a playground and nature, perfect for families. Close to Felbert is the town of Hattingen. It's known for its beautiful old streets and the nostalgic Christmas market, which is really magical in winter. Neviges has some great places to see. One of them is the Panorama Bad, a swimming pool with an amazing view. There's also the Wallfahrt Neviges, a modern pilgrimage church visited by many people. Another site is Schloss Hardenberg, a small castle with a park around it.
Langenberg is known for its beautiful old town, the Altstadt Langenberg. It has narrow streets, cute cafes and historic houses. There you can also find the historisches Bürgerhaus, which shows how people lived many years ago. And if you like action, you can visit the Kletterpark, a climbing park in nature. It's fun for kids and teenagers.
That's the end of our podcast about sites and nature in Felbert. We hope you like it and maybe want to visit some of these places. Thank you for listening and see you next time on
This is Felbert.
Hello and welcome to our podcast about youth life in Felbert. In this podcast, we will explore what young people do in their free time or what they can do in Felbert. You'll hear funny stories about our friends and things we did, and some surprising facts.
Guys, what would you do in Felbert in your free time?
You can hang out in the library or study there.
You can go to Hemminghaus Park with your friends.
I also go out with my friends and grab some paninis.
I don't often go out in Felbert, I usually go out in Essen because it's a bigger city and my friends are there.
Ah, cool.
Yes.
Nice. Guys, what would you change about Felbert?
I would change the kirmes. The kirmes need to become bigger. We need new rides so we don't get bored.
I will build the cinema in our city because it's so boring here.
I would change the town gallery because we almost don't have any shopping stores and because of that we must order online or drive to another town.
I would change the public transport, maybe like a train station, so we get to our destinations faster. And fun fact about the cinema, there was a planning about the cinema in Felbert, but it was cancelled due to the COVID pandemic.
Yes.
Nice. Idea.
Guys, do you know anything about the history of Felbert?
Yes. Felbert's first name was Felbrati, and in 1481, the town was renamed Felbert. Felbert may be a small town, but there are still many places and sites that tell a lot about Felbert's history. For example, the Castle and Fitting Museum and the Historic Hall in Felbert Langenberg. There are also many famous people in Felbert. Dirk Lukravka, the mayor of our city, Heinz-Horst Deichmann, he owns a shoe store, but is famous in Germany, and Emil Weise.
Wow, you know so much about Felbert.
Yes,
right.
It's impressive. Guys, do you know any clubs where you can do your hobbies in Felbert?
We have in Felbert two box clubs, VBC or Pulsschlag. In Felbert we have soccer clubs, we SVG Felbert, SC Felbert, TVD Felbert, Türkische Felbert, and SV Union Felbert.
That's so many clubs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very crazy.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. And now we can move to our next topic.
Bye.
Welcome to Felbert. Today we will tell you more about Felbert and its voices. The people in it either love it or don't like it. So we will only tell you what they love about it and what they hate about it. The people love the small city because of its library, small shops, kindergartens and schools. They also have events. Everything is close by, so you won't have a problem to get everything.
Felbert have many events like the Parkfest that occur every 2 years. There are small stalls that have clothes, meat and more. The Schlangenfest is the biggest event for kids in Kreis Mettmann, which occurs every year in September.
Felbert Langenberg is also known for its history and beauty. The people love it. They also like that Felbert is becoming modern. Young people sometimes don't like Felbert so much. It is boring and lonely for them. So they go to other cities like Essen for the shopping.
There is also ZOB. That's the biggest bus station in Felbert. People don't like to go there because they think it's unpredictable there. So you see, there are good and bad things in Felbert. We hope that you have learned more about us in Felbert.
Today we want to give you a little tour of our school, Gesamtschule Felbert Mitte, and share what daily life is like here.
That's right, GFM is a comprehensive school for grades 5 to 13, so you can do all kinds of school leaving qualifications up to the Abitur. One thing is really like how international we are. We have students with roots in Turkey, Italy, Romania, various Arabic countries, Russian, Ukraine, and so much more. That really makes every day interesting. Now you can also hear some of the language.
Selam, ben GFM mektebine giderim.
This was Azerbaijanian.
Selam, Amin, nizil mugharib, o tahqa madrasa GFM.
This language is spoken in Morocco.
Kamar juba me varsa kartoldan da daudiyar GFM.
This was Georgian.
Eromila elinika ke pasi GFM.
That was Greek.
Dobar dan, ja sam iz Hrvatske I idem u GFM.
This was Croatian.
Selam, mene dunja, ana kan hedar darija u kam shil madrasa dial GFM.
This was Moroccan.
Salam, ana bazur al madrasa al GFM.
This was Arabic.
Man ayaya u GFM maktabna gedra.
This was Turkmenian.
Jetzt ja is Russia, ja idu shkolu GFM.
This was Russian. This was Chinese.
Përshëndetje, unë fol shqip, edhe shkoj te GFM.
That was Albanian.
Ja pričam srpski I ja idem u GFM.
That was Serbian.
Ja razmovljaju ukrajinskuju ta vidviduju shkolu Gzamtschule Felbert Mitte.
This was Ukrainian.
Vitam pohadze do polski, ja hadze do GFM.
This was Polish.
Hola, yo hablo español y voy a la escuela GFM.
This was Spanish.
Nan Tamil Peseren, Azovum Nan GFM Palin Vara Hindrein.
This was Tamil.
Merhaba, ben Türkiye'den geliyorum. Bizim okulumuza hoş geldiniz.
This was Turkish.
Ana nahki bi Arabi wa ana nimshi fi maktab GFM.
This language is spoken in Tunisia.
And that diversity also shows in the language we can learn here. Besides German and English, we have French, Spanish and Latin. We also can earn language certificates like DALE, DELF and Cambridge English. Pretty cool if you want to study or work abroad one day.
And for anyone who loves science and technology, GFM is a great place too. Every year we have a STEM day where we work on science and tech projects. Last time we built small robots and did chemistry experiments. Plus, we work closely with the University of Wuppertal and local companies.
That's awesome. And if you're into other kinds of stuff, don't worry. GVM also has over 30 clubs. Whether you want to do sports, theater, dance, art, or even join the school's podcast club, like us, there's really something for everyone.
And outside of classes, there are fun things going on too. We have sports, festival, a talent show, a career fair, and every lunch break you can join the midday soccer league. That's super popular.
By the way, the cafeteria is one of my favorite spots. They serve food from different countries every day. And there are always options for vegetarians and meat lovers. Plus, next to the cafeteria, we have our school shop, where you can buy GVM hoodies and t-shirts.
And don't forget that our school is also a certified school without racism. School with courage, that means respect, tolerance and working together are super important here.
That's why we also say our motto is hand in hand. Everyone is welcome at GVM, and that's what makes the atmosphere so nice.
And if you ever need help, there are homework help lessons, tutoring, and teachers are really supportive. Plus, there are career guidance workshops, so we can plan what we want to do after school.
That's what makes GVM special. You can explore so many interests and really grow as a person.
Exactly. Even though school can be sometimes be stressful, there's always someone to help you out, whether a teacher or a friend.
And honestly, there's a place for everyone. Whatever you love, sports, teach, music, language, or just want to hang out with friends, GVM really has it all.
That was our little tour of GVM. We hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about Fairbad.
We hope you liked it.
Bye.